Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Interest-free, based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
If you don't know where you left your wallet, but know your oil drain fan is in your garage, under your workbench, left-hand side by the filter wrenches, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for only $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, a Cumulus station.
It is 8:01 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the Bay Area and anthrax. More than two dozen people across the country are being treated tonight after the U.S. military mistakenly shipped a live version of anthrax to military labs. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.
The Army contracted with FedEx for the shipments. The company says it's working with the federal government. The anthrax was to be shipped as dead agent, supposedly a less dangerous form.
And now the Bay Area connection. Stanford University among the labs in 9 states that received a vial of that anthrax.
Stanford is secure and there's no threat to campus or public safety.
It arrived in Palo Alto in late July, but as KGO 810's Kathy Whitman reports, it's not known if the Stanford sample contained any active anthrax.
The Stanford University lab is doing research on immune system response to biological threats.
We work on inactive strains of biological material.
Stanford spokesperson Lisa Lappin says the Centers for Disease Control notified them that the vial could have contained small parts of active anthrax spores. It's now being shipped back to the CDC.
We're learning more about that Virgin America flight bound for Austin, Texas, that was forced to return to SFO this afternoon. It appears at least one passenger saw another writing a suicide note for himself and everyone on board that plane. Virgin wouldn't reveal the passenger's name, but in a statement says that passenger was escorted off the plane and turned over to medical professionals for evaluation. It's a controversial practice called motorcycle lane splitting. The State Assembly in Sacramento today passed a bill that would allow lane splitting under some circumstances. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, the state Senate and Governor Jerry Brown could be roadblocks.
The measure would put some parameters on motorcycles. They would be allowed to move between cars at speeds up to 15 miles per hour faster than traffic, up to 50 miles per hour total. Assemblymember Tom Lackey says there's a lot of confusion about lane splitting.
There was kind of a misconception that they had free will to do as they wished, and that has created a more dangerous environment.
Thomas Freeman, who created the website StopLaneSplitting.com, says there are a few reasons why it's inherently dangerous.
Because of distracted drivers on the road, and lane splitting requires motorcyclists to, in fact, speed.
U.S. Transportation Department extending an order tonight that railroads continue alerting states about shipments of hazardous crude oil. Explosive Bakken crude from North Dakota and Montana at the center of the concern. Bakken has been involved in several fiery train derailments, including the 2013 Quebec explosion that left 47 people dead. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Every carpet you'll find at Conklin Brothers showroom is a quality product, but the very finest is Karastan. Hands down, it's the best carpet we sell. Twice a year, Karastan gives Conklin Brothers a special discount, so we can offer Karastan to you at our lowest prices of the year. We're actually doubling the discount. Nobody sells more Karastan than Conklin Brothers, and no one comes close to our discount pricing. So if you're thinking of a new carpet, come to Conklin Brothers for double discount savings on Karastan, a truly exceptional carpet that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your home. As always, you get the Conklin Brothers 100% satisfaction guarantee on our products and expert installation by our in-house installers. Get double discounts on carpet by Karastan. Now at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. And online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY on the Altamont Pass, 580 eastbound. Construction is causing some minor slowdowns right now from about North Flynn to the 205 split. Things getting better on the Sunol grade, 680 northbound at Sheridan. There was an accident there, and that's been gone for a while. And the debris and such that was in the road, that's mostly cleared. So you're stop and go now in fairly big pockets from about South Grimmer Boulevard in Fremont, almost to 84. Northbound on the Nimitz, things are still getting better, quite a bit better actually by now. You're slow to stop and go from about Whipple Road in Union City to just after 92 in Hayward. The Peninsula finally looking fantastic in both directions. You do have some minor slowdowns on northbound 101 in San Mateo between 92 and I'd say about East 3rd Avenue. In the city, though, things are, they're better on northbound 101. You're only stop and go from about 16th up to the Skyway, and 80 eastbound still stop and go from 101 up to Fremont. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The laws are in
upper 50s to mid 80s, specifically San Jose 75 degrees, Santa Rosa, Napa 76, Gilroy 81, Los Gatos up to 79, Antioch will be one of our warm spots at 84 degrees. Temperatures rise a few more degrees Saturday before we see the cool down, beginning on Sunday, continuing right on through Monday.
And at this hour, 57 in Oakland, 61 San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up.
This summer, take your cell phone on vacation and explore the possibilities. Download Tinder or another hookup app and make new friends. Swipe right if you're into somebody. Swipe left if you're not. Now with hookup apps, you can connect better with the world around you. In fact, hookup apps have created more than 5 billion matches in just 2.5 years. Syphilis cases are up by 79%. HIV infections up 33%. Gonorrhea up by 30%. Tinder and other social media have been blamed for a dramatic rise in STDs in Rhode Island. Tinder, a beautiful thing bringing the world closer together.
Yes, before you grind her on that, maybe you better ask the big question and make sure, damn sure, that you wrap up. Oh my God. I mean, those are horrible stats. 79, let's just make it 80.
That what you mean by late night, late show wrap up?
Yes, wrap it. Yes, Heather, wrap it up.
Put that thing in a wrapper.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Gonorrhea up 30%. Syphilis up 33%.
All right. I swear to God, I am never having sex again after that story.
It's all about the hookup, and people don't want to have the conversation. Okay, so let's talk about the wine. Yes. Now, none of us know anything. Well, you know, that's not true. Here, I think that a lot of people know a lot of things about wine, so I don't... This story really doesn't play to the rest of the country, except you might not know this when you go to the restaurant of your favorite restaurant. So a new survey found that half of us always order the second cheapest bottle of wine on the menu. Guilty as charged. There's no way because I know what I buy at the grocery store and what I like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just love all the mental manipulation and whatnot, like the marketing. And it's just so interesting. And we know we do it. If we get called on it, we know we do it. We're like, well, I don't want to be a cheap butt, so this one's probably okay. And it's not $80.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly what everybody thinks.
So the joke's on you. So I drink, it's called Ménage à Trois. Wrap it up. Back to that. But yes, and it's made by, is it Sutter or Sutton? Which one is it in Napa Valley?
Isn't it Folia Dua?
No.
Or it has a larger owner?
Well, I think it's Sutter or Sutton, whichever.
Well, Sutter Home is a brand.
Sutter. It's Sutter. Okay. It's one of their wines. And I think it's great, and it's $9. And I just get the California red wine, which I think is probably a blend, and it works just perfectly for me. So now let's get to this. No, but I am this guy. I will order the second cheapest so I don't look like I'm coming off as the cheapskate.
Oh, they're owned by Trinchero.
Oh, they are.
Where did you get Sutter?
I don't know. I thought I looked it up before. I know because when I had a case shipped to my house.
Oh, they just threw it in a Sutter Home box?
Yes.
Oh, you silly goose. Yes,
maybe they were using the box. I don't know.
Ménage à Trois Wines. Yeah, it's its own winery. But
it's really good. The cab's great, too.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. There's a new one. Well, I told you about it. And for our listeners, you should know, and you'll see it stacked up at Safeway. I got the Midnight.
Midnight Red, yes.
Oh, it's lush like
and
Midnight.
And what is it? It's like $13, $14.
Was it?
Well, the California Red Wine, which I think is a mix, if I'm right about this. I'm not a winey, so.
Say blend.
Well, why no?
I'll teach you the right words. Blend. Say blend.
Blend. Okay, well, I think it's fantastic, and, you know, as long as I have my Safeway club card, it's $9, so that works out. Perfectly for
yeah,
me.
I thought that it could be had for that little.
All right. So, you know, this new survey found that half the people will usually just order the second cheapest bottle of the wine. Here's the problem with that plan, though, Drex. Restaurants know how you operate.
Mm-hmm. So they put some cheap crap on there, and then they get the next cheapest crap and inflate the price by like God. $17,
knowing that
you'll go for it.
This is such an awesome story. If you're you know,
it's about margins,
if you're
right?
If you're a winie, or you're a restaurateur, or you know your wine business.
The phrase is wino, thank you.
Well, that's what we are after work. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm not whiny, or am I?
Depends what time it is. 808-0810. If you want to comment on this. So the studies have shown that the second cheapest wine has the biggest markup since it's the one that's ordered the most. So they know exactly what they're doing to you.
Yep.
And you're letting it be done to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting you.
Like
they're getting
so
you
many
good.
Things. That's where they get you.
Yeah. And the one that's ordered by the clueless people who don't know it, you know, who don't know what it really should cost. I mean, so clearly here's the solution. You order the third cheapest bottle of wine. Yeah, that'll fool them.
Okay, because you're paying, what do I want to say,
yeah,
exponentially
second,
not as much.
Right,
and
right.
Probably getting a better wine or a decent wine.
Well, but
and of course it's your taste.
Well, their biggest markup is on the second cheapest.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So supposedly you'd get more bang for your buck if you get the third.
Right, because there's not as much markup on that one. Is that playing
true? Third least expensive.
Now, I don't know, can you pull that off in the Bay at a restaurant? I mean, because people here know their wine. This is not the Midwest. You could definitely pull this off in most of America.
I think there's too many wines for every person to walk around with a catalog in their head of what it really costs in the store or if they go to the winery. But what was I going to say? To your point, I think a lot of us do see a lot of our favorite wines on menus and your eyes kind of bug out because the markup it's a thing. It is huge.
Well, it's
and now the
massive, yes.
Corkage fees are kind of falling in line to where you're like, oh, it's not even worth it to schlep the bottle along because they're charging $15 just to open it.
I hate the corkage fees. The corkage fees are really ridiculous.
And it's really funny these days with a screw top, you know, just unscrew that thing underneath the table, throw it up there, and, oh, what? We ordered this from the barn.
or you bring the twist top.
That's what I just said.
I thought you were talking about the cheap,
screw cap, screw twist cap top, thing. Same thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, so clearly the solution is order the third cheapest bottle. Yeah, that'll fool them. The survey also found that 71% of the people wish they knew more about wine so they could appreciate it more. And we're more likely to take a chance on new wine at a grocery store instead of a restaurant, obviously, mainly because we don't know how to pronounce it in order to buy it. That's the other thing. People are intimidated by the names of the wine on the menu. So, you know, I want the California Cabernet, you know, house wine or something like that is easy. Or the cab, what's your house cab or your cab Merlot? All right. Well, we got the phones ringing on this. 808-0810. Here we go. Shall we chat?
Sure.
Yes, let's chat.
Someone is here to inform you about the making and blending of wines. Martino in San Francisco.
Martino, thank you for joining me on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Please educate me.
Well, most in order to keep the grape dignification, you have to you can't blend more than 25%. Most wine that you drink today, unless it's mostly all blended, at least 25% Cabernet. They use Merlot. They use some wines. We use wines from the stock wines like Carignan and Ruby Red and Ruby Purple. It just depends on the winery and what they use for their blending. But most wine is blended, most of it.
Oh, really? So unless even if I'm buying a cab or I'm buying a Merlot, I'm still buying a blended wine.
You are.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. So if I'm buying California red wine and that's the label, then that's
right.
That's a blend.
It could be anything. It could be Carignan. It could be anything. Whatever they got on hand.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, and some of the big wineries, you know, they want to keep it simple and they want to keep the same taste all the time. And they add a lot of stuff. You test the wine to see what the acid is. There's different types of acid. And then they put the wood chips in the wine in order to give it a little oak taste. I mean, none of that wine hits a wood barrel. I mean, it's all out of steel, you know. It's all steel.
Right.
When they bring it through on the tour, they show you all these big barrels. But that's for the tour. You know, maybe they got 10,000 gallons of wine in barrels. But you go out in the back in the warehouses and you'll see 20,000 gallon tanks, you know.
Yeah. Oh, didn't know that. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy? And I remember this story is probably like 2 months ago, but the Two Buck Chuck where they were talking about some, you know, the level of arsenic needed to be monitored. Yeah. Okay. That's something to think about. But that was... I guess they fixed that.
Oh, yeah, that's all taken
care
of.
We're all still here.
Let's go wine tasting with Martino. Right.
We did not get to, our the top 20 one-hit wonders of 90s alternative rock. I'm not going to go through all 20 of them. I'll do the top 10. But what is number one? We'll let you guess. And then we're going to get to, we're going to get to lane splitting coming up here with Lobo. It's a big, big deal here in the state of California with motorcycles. We're going to be the first in the nation to officially allow it legally. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival, Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden, and more. Kids will have a fantastic time in the Kids Zone, and admission is free. Find out more by visiting the events page at kgoradio.com. The Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce Art and Wine Festival, May 30th and 31st at Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek. From KGO 810.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over two decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
Fertilome Triple Action is a great product that's been helping gardeners for years. Fertilome Triple Action is a miticide, fungicide, and insecticide all in one bottle. It will cure just about any problem you may run into this spring or summer. Whether you're having insect and disease problems with roses, flowers, or anything in your vegetable garden, try Fertilome Triple Action. You can find quality Fertilome products at your favorite independent garden center or hardware store.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Sign up for the presale at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the 2-time MLS Cup champion San Jose Earthquakes. Manchester United versus the San Jose Earthquakes. July 21st, Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday. Sign up for the presale at internationalchampionscup.com. You won't want to miss it.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Energy bills are heading through the roof. Cut them off at the ceiling with a 44-inch Clarkston brushed nickel ceiling fan with light kit, just $49.97 at the Home Depot. Its brushed nickel finish fits any room. It has 3 fan speeds for controlled comfort, even a winter reverse function. Any way you spin it, you're going to save. Let's do this. The 44-inch Clarkston ceiling fan with light kit, just $49.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Download the KGO Radio app in the App Store today. And, wherever you go, we will KGO go with you. All right, Heather, so have you figured out what the number one one-hit wonder of the 90s alternative rock world were? This is according to Rolling Stone.
I just got to go with it because it's like an earworm EMF unbelievable.
That's a great song.
It is. That it's is unbelievable.
A great song. Yes.
Did you used to work out to that?
Yes. Yes, I probably did. Yeah, I'm one of these guys who ran way too much on the treadmill during the 90s. Well, look at this. He's got it. Look at Ryan. It's not on the list. It's
you
not top 20.
You with your questions.
Here, let's turn it up for a second. How's this not on the list? By the way, I made a mistake.
What it's all about.
This is put together, this is from Billboard's Hot 100, and uprocks.com put together this.
What? List.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Let me see. We'll start with 10. Counting Blue Cars, Dishwalla, 1996.
Ew. God, that's horrible. God, they're a crappy band, and they still tour. Anyway.
They do, don't they? All right, number 9, one-hit wonders, 90s alternative rock. I would never do this anyplace else in the country except in the Bay Area. This is so Bay Area. Well, this just wouldn't play in Chicago. It just wouldn't.
Why not?
Well, I just don't think the alternative rock scene was that huge. I mean, nothing compared to what
really?
It was in here. Yeah, no. Let me see. In the Meantime by Space Hog, 1996.
Oh, that's a great song. I still listen to that song.
Okay. You Get What You Give, the New Radicals.
Are you going to... Oh, love it! Do you know, I had that as the opening song for the Dr. Dean Adele show for practically a decade.
They're Justified and They're Ancient. Who sang that song? With Tammy Wynette in it. Mm. It was EFMD something. Justified and Ancient. That should be on this
that's
list, too.
Sure.
And Tammy Wynette was in that. That was an alternative song in the 90s.
With Tammy Wynette in it? It wasn't a White Stripes thing?
Seems
like something Jack White would do.
Yep. Who is it? Tammy Wynette's in it. Oh, it's
the
KLF.
KLF, that's right.
Let's turn it up. This was mine. This was a one-hit wonder.
Huh. I barely remember it.
Okay, let's move along. All right, thank you very much,
Ryan. I like
Ryan.
That jangly kind of, that's such a 90s hallmark, that sound.
Well, and Tammy Wynette was in it, so you got to love it. I mean, it was so out of sorts. Okay, so let me see. Did I get to number 8? New Radicals, 1998. Number 7 was L7's Pretend We're Dead from 1992. Boy, that's even pre-Nirvana.
Wow, L7. I hadn't thought of them in a million years. Do you remember how they got their name?
No, I don't.
Because 7 is large in women's panties. Plus, it makes a box, L7.
Oh, my. No wonder I didn't get it. Number 6 is Semisonic. Closing Time.
Oh, barf. These are the top ones?
Yes. We're at number 5 now.
And that's not even alternative. How can that be on the alternative list?
Because it says it is. It says...
Oh, it's so lame. I'm going to die.
Well, no, hold on. Time out, Heather. Time out, Heathers. Here's why I think it is. Because these are one-hit wonders. These are groups that were bigger hits, better songs, but these were the one-hit wonders.
Right, but did it also say one-hit alternative wonder, or it's just one-hit wonder?
One-hit 90s alternative rock.
Good Lord.
Yes. To source everything. My God.
Horrible.
It's going to be the death of me. Harvey Danger.
If you're going to read a list. Okay.
Well, I'm reading it. And I'm reading it properly.
I know, but I want to know what it is. And so do the listeners.
Listen, I'm going to fold it up and I'm going to put it in your big purse and you can take it home and stick it on your refrigerator and analyze it all weekend long. Yes.
Because I'm like, where do they get off calling this alternative?
When you drink all that beer that Ron Owens gave you.
Yes.
Our morning man. He's our morning king. We actually made a beer throne. Did you throw that up on Generation Drex yet?
Yeah. You got to see these Twitter pictures.
Oh, my God. They brought an entire truck of, what is the name?
Gordon Biersch.
Gordon Biersch.
We got to give him
credit. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
So, oh, God. I hope Ron and his producer aren't listening. But
I hope they are. Well, much love, mucho amor. More, please.
No, but that we went in their office.
Oh, they don't care.
Okay. So we made, there's so much beer, we stacked up the cases and made a beer throne, and there's pictures of us sitting in our thrones on Twitter, at Generation Drex.
Okay.
Mid-afternoon squirrelishness.
Yes. We're at number 5 with one-hit wonders of 90s alternative rock. Flagpole Sit Out, Harvey Danger.
Oh, that's a great song.
Okay, 1998. See,
how does that go? Do we have that?
I don't even remember that.
We can't rattle off these names and not have the song.
I do.
I have the
top three.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Marcy Playground is number 4, Sex and Candy.
Sex and Candy, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that one. All right. I'm sure he's looking for that. While you look for that, Ryan, over there, I'm going to get to the top 3 so we're not late for the news. So... Mighty Boss Tones.
Have you ever been close to tragedy?
You've been close to folks who have. This sounds so 90s, doesn't it?
The pain so powerful, so heavy you
the impression
collapse.
That I get.
No.
Woo!
Yeah, they were supposed to be really big, too, weren't they? And when that song came out, and then they just, that was
a
one-hit wonder.
Well, they had kind of a cult following and other good songs. I feel like they were kind of like Sublime, but yeah, not as popular.
They're still playing. Oh, well.
What's the lead guy's name? Dickie something, right? Or
they're coming to the Bay Area.
Dickie
I know
Barrett?
That soon. Yeah.
Anyway, he's really nice. I actually wrote to him once, and he totally wrote me back. He was really nice.
Well, maybe they can come in here and sing the song live. That would be fantastic. All right, next number. We're at number 2 from the Breeders.
Yes.
This was huge. Cannonball.
Woo!
1993.
Yeah.
And actually, I love this. This is the number 1 one-hit wonder of 90s alternative rock. Do you know what this is?
I just want someone to save me.
Yeah.
I'll always be there.
Blind Melon.
Forgotten.
Blind Melon, No Rain. All right, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. More of the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the way. And when we come back, we're going to talk with John Libertini about something big going on with motorcyclists here in San Francisco and the entire Golden State. Coming up in just a few minutes on KGOA 10.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group.
And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Well, if you're a motorcyclist who likes to get someplace in 10 minutes while everybody else waits an hour and a half, you're going to love what California is about to do, legalize motorcycle lane splitting. If you're one of those people who drives and hates these people, you're going to hate the new law. That's coming up. First, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, we've got no hating here, Drex. Top story at the bottom of the hour.
If you spell this word correctly, the Scripps National Spelling Bee will declare you and Vanya co-champions.
He did, and the Spelling Bee ends in a draw. Again, the co-champions are Vanya Shivashankar, a 13-year-old from Kansas, whose sister won in 2009, and Gokul Venkachakachalam, an 8th grader from Mississippi. And now to correspondent Mark Chase, who chose not to tackle either of those names.
Until last year, it hadn't happened for more than 5 decades. Now it's happened for the second year in a row. Two competitors tied to win the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Why? Because there weren't enough words left on the competition's list for them to keep facing off until only one was left standing. In this year's national championship, 285 spellers competed for the title.
And while they may not win the National Spelling Bee Championship, each will be a Spelling Bee winner. They'll take home a cash prize and a trophy of their own.
We are going all the way this year, and I have had a lot of fun making bets with other mayors.
Well, that is Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf staking ownership of the Warriors' big win last night. But who do the W's really belong to? They were the San Francisco Warriors after moving west from Philadelphia in 1962. In 71, the team moved to Oakland and became Golden State, and now there are serious efforts to move the blue and gold back to the city. KGO 810's Mike Simpson now on the image struggle in Oakland.
Mayor Libby Schaaf says if the Warriors go all the way in the NBA Finals, their parade should be held right here.
We are, you know, proceeding with great, you know, hope. But Mayor Ed Lee agrees that the parade should be in Oakland. And this is the home court for this incredible team.
She says she's sure that San Francisco will have a celebration of its own, but the theme of these championships should be Oakland, with TV pictures of Lake Merritt and her skyline to back that up.
Oakland has so much beauty, and we are so excited that the whole country is going to see that.
And coming up next, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the NBA Finals starts next Thursday in Oakland.
Curry, 2-on-3, down the lane, stops, shoots off balance, and scores.
But the Warriors' big playoff win, not without controversy. There are critics who say the Splash Brothers, both of them, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, should not have been allowed to return to games after suffering head injuries. More now from KGO 810's Mark Richards.
I'm surprised these NBA players were taking such dramatic risks.
Chris Nowinski, whose Sports Legacy Institute is dedicated to concussion research, says teams are ignoring a medical protocol.
It's very, very well known. The symptoms don't always show up at the time of injury.
Which is what happened Wednesday night. Klay Thompson said he was okay, went back in the game, and became dizzy and sick.
Across the globe, ISIS militants killed 30 Iraqi soldiers in a suicide bomb attack. White House Communications Director Jen Psaki on the efforts to take back Ramadi.
Unite political forces and military forces, and that's something the Iraqi leadership and the Iraqi government is working hard on at this time.
Now, ISIS remains in control of Ramadi in Iraq and Palmyra in Syria. Here in the U.S., local law enforcement agencies are stepping up their surveillance of ISIS supporters in America. It's part of an effort to help out the FBI. The FBI is struggling to keep up with a surge in possible terror suspects. We get more now from correspondent Evan Perez.
The NYPD, LAPD are dedicating more resources to surveillance and to simply keeping an eye on communities where they feel there might be problems that could crop up.
Now, this change is part of the fallout from that terrorist attack in Garland, Texas, during that cartoon contest built around the Prophet Muhammad. And U.S. transportation officials are extending an order for railroads to notify states about shipments of hazardous crude oil. Trains hauling crude, Bakken crude from North Dakota and Montana have been involved in multiple fiery derailments in recent years, including the 2013 derailment in Quebec that left 47 people dead. It is 8:35 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We got a couple of hazard issues in San Jose right now. The first is northbound 880 at Coleman Avenue. You've got 2 8-foot ladders in the first and third lanes. That's got traffic stop and go between the Alameda and 87. Also, conflicting reports on this one. It's north or southbound 101 at Brokaw Road. A ladder there in the middle lane. That one's not causing any delays, but please keep your eyes open for it if that's where you're headed. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge. Traffic still slow to stop and go from just after the high rise up to the tolls. Remember, there is a high wind advisory in effect for the San Mateo Bridge. Westbound 580 in Pleasanton. Construction has got you stop and go from just after Fallon Road up to Hacienda Drive. Westbound 80 just before the toll plaza at the Bay Bridge. Got an accident there that's in the center divider. The good news is it's only causing extremely minimal delays. Now in Antioch, 160 north and southbound, you've got construction slowing you down again tonight between Sherman Island Crossing Road and West Sherman Island Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants and the A's in the Bay Area tonight. A's trailing the Yankees out at the O.co 3-1. Giants, Atlanta embroiled in another pitching battle out at that ballpark. Nothing in the sixth inning. And now your Bay Area weather forecast let's head right to KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For your afternoon, we'll hang on to some fog at our beaches, but for the rest of you, expect bright skies, upper 50s to the mid 80s. On Saturday, temperatures go up some more. We're looking at low 60s to mid 80s. Sunday is the cooler day with more cloud cover, and you will see the possibility of some drops by the evening hours, lingering into your Monday morning.
Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, 59 degrees in Napa, 63 Fairfield, 56 in San Mateo, 59 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap-up along with Heather. And also we're going to be talking to John Lobertini about the lane splitting. But first, here is the trailer, yes, from the web series Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, starring, of course, Jerry Seinfeld, who will be talking to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, Trevor Noah, and a whole lot more. And the series, I think it's already underway. If you want to go look at it, take a listen.
Should we start with some coffee?
Cheers.
I'll have a coffee.
Cheers.
I'd like some coffee.
I drink coffee before bed.
I'm going to have coffee.
If I want that warm feeling.
Picks you up while it calms you down.
It's just impossible.
You're a genius.
If they were really donut holes, wouldn't the bag be empty?
What?
Oh, no, wait till my father hears about this.
What? The buoy was as vicious as I've ever seen.
I shovel words into a lens.
Feels good, looks good, is good.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I like all my jokes to go down.
Yes!
And make a hard left.
I'd go left here, too.
Talk about a truck full of nitro down a dirt road.
Wait, we should be backing up while that sound is happening.
It's just brilliant. I guess when you have $1 billion in the bank, you need to find something to do. But what a brilliant idea to make even more money. I don't know how much he makes off of it. It's a web series. But comedians in cars getting coffee. Oh, I love it. All right. Let's.
You know, the one that I love, absolutely love, is Conan gets Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, maybe. And they go and they get an Uber or a Lyft. It's like 10 minutes long, and it's absolutely hilarious. Chico Sticks and buying a $5 movie in the 7-Eleven store that's an Ice Cube movie. I mean, it's, and you know, they're both just dogging Conan off the planet there.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, and people are, the funniest things in life are real, you know, as they happen spontaneously.
Well, those guys are who, the three of them together.
They call them
the new Three Stooges. Yeah.
Yeah, comedians in cars getting coffee. That's exactly what they're doing, driving around kibitzing. All right, let's talk about this because this, man, a day. You and I discussed this, what was it, a week ago? And people were getting quite pissy about the whole topic.
Well, you know, I don't know sometimes how those motorcyclists fit between those spots. You know, I mean, let's face it. I do my fair share of sitting in traffic, and these cats just blow through.
Right. It's called lane splitting. Now, it's been a very hazy gray area for a long time here in California. And now they've decided to legislate, and they want to publish guidelines for safe lane splitting.
Well, let's do this. So what happened is the state assembly today okayed a bill that would allow lane splitting under certain circumstances. That's not the end of the line, though. The state Senate has to okay it, and Governor Jerry Brown has to okay it. Listen to what Kristen Haynes did.
Okay.
The measure would put some parameters on motorcycles. They would be allowed to move between cars at speeds up to 15 miles per hour faster than traffic, up to 50 miles per hour total. Wow. Assemblymember Tom Lackey says there's a lot of confusion about lane splitting.
There was kind of a misconception that they had free will to do as they wished, and that has created a more dangerous environment.
Thomas Freeman, who created the website StopLaneSplitting.com, says there are a few reasons why it's inherently dangerous.
Because of distracted drivers on the road, and lane splitting requires motorcyclists to, in fact, speed.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, the gist of this and what they're trying to say is, look, it's much more dangerous for them not to be lane shifting because if they're stuck in traffic, a lot of the fatalities happen when people rear end the motorcycles because they don't see them.
And that's true. And this practice, well, that is true. You see a lot of that happening. There's a lot of video posted on YouTube of that kind of stuff. You know, guys riding around with GoPros on their helmets. So, yeah, it's documented. But interestingly enough, most states ban lane splitting.
Yes.
California has allowed it, though,
fuzzy.
Under most circumstances, it's not legal.
It's fuzzy.
And what's interesting about what's happening right now is that it's going through the state assembly. But that last soundbite you heard where this guy was bringing up all of these problems with allowing lane splitting. That's just the kind of language, the kind of viewpoint that has historically caused Jerry Brown to veto bills.
Well, I have to say that I can imagine, you can weigh in 808-0810, that some people are going to go crazy with this, motorcyclists and drivers of cars, because the motorcycles would be able to travel up to speeds 15 miles per hour faster than the flow of the traffic and up to a speed of 50 miles per hour. So if you're pretty much at a standstill, does that mean they can roar through?
Well, if you're at a standstill, that means they can go 15 miles an hour. I've ever seen them just go 15 miles an hour.
No,
I mean,
I don't see that.
To nothing.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what that means.
So if
15 miles an hour above what traffic
is. All right,
is
so if I'm doing 50 on the Bay Bridge, they can do 65.
No, it's up to 50.
Up to 50.
Up
all right.
To 50.
So if traffic's moving, let's say, 35,
they can do
50 and lane split.
Right.
Wow, I still think it's dangerous. And you know what? There are actually motorcycle clubs and members who say that lane splitting is inherently dangerous, and they're very, very opposed to this.
Well, and
it's not just motorists. It's motorcycle organizations.
Yeah, and we talked about this a week or so ago. You had the friend who was talked into buying the motorcycle, and you know, she took it out the first time and dropped it. I mean, you've got to really know what you're doing to ride a motorcycle in rush hour traffic or on a California highway anyway. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Let's take a call here. Good evening. Yes, you're on KGO on the Drex Radio Show. You want to talk about lane splitting here in California?
Yeah, my name's Karen. I'm a Harley rider in California, and I am for the law because I see crazy motorcyclists racing down the freeway in flip-flops and everything else and not riding in a safe manner. So I think it's great to have a definition for the law because I do lane split only rarely, and that's when traffic is stopped. And I even don't like to do it then because I also feel it's unsafe, but I want to be able to get out of the way if someone is about to rear end me as well. So
for sure.
I'm all for the definition. And I think this may originally stem from the fact that we wanted to have a lane splitting bill of rights as an informal document. And that was taken down off of the internet. So, this would be a way of publishing that same document with guidelines published by the California Highway Patrol.
Now, this is good, and I'm glad that you brought this up because, you know what, I see what you're talking about. For somebody who's, you know, abiding by the law, she wants strict guidelines so that there are not these crazy flip-floppers back and forth in the lanes weaving in and out, which is, I'm sure, as she said, is a very, very dangerous.
Well, let's face it, a lane splitting bill of rights isn't going to do any good unless it's rooted in the law.
But she wants it codified.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is that she said there was one and it was pulled down. Whether it was, the point is that unless there's something like this it's rooted in the law, it's not going to carry much sway. I mean, there's got to be, a fear of getting a ticket, fear of prosecution. Or to create some change here. And, a lot of what you read echoes what that woman said, that there are people that are very, very they're on board with this because they believe that there should be some, hard and fast guideline for this kind of thing. The do's and the don'ts, because as she noted, there are people that are a tad bit reckless and they need to be reeled in some too.
Let me try a call here. Yes, good evening. I'm not sure what your first name is. You're on the air on KGO. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm not sure about that person. I'm doing this.
I hear a call.
All right, let's try. Is it Scott?
Yes, hi. How are you guys doing
tonight? I'm doing well. Great. So we're talking about California will be the first, state in the nation to legalize motorcycle lane splitting. Are you for or against?
I'm against it because as it is, when I'm stuck in traffic and I see these motorcyclists zooming by me and what annoys me about them is they expect the cars just to move over for them. Okay. And I get that it's all for safety and things like that. But if I'm stuck somewhere like in traffic, I can't move over. And then they get irritated or, this or that, or they basically take off like your mirror. And I am not for this. If anything, I should think that they should not allow this because this is ridiculous.
Well, I think that the first caller, the woman who called, who said that, she's for them regulating it so that people are not flip-flopping back and doing really dangerous things. Let's have a definitive law so that it can be enforced and these people are ticketed instead of, as I refer to it as, being in this gray, fuzzy area.
Yeah, no, I get that. At the end of the day, I mean, I don't think that they should be, expecting drivers just to move over for them because they want to go faster, it's in traffic.
Well, that's not going to happen. Hell no. Cars don't move over for cars to go faster.
I get that.
Hell no.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. 808-0810 is the number. We're going to carry this over here a second. I tell you what, here's my deal. Look, when I'm crossing the bridge and I'm doing 50 miles an hour and it's still filled at 10 o'clock at night, still filled. And these people, and it's dark, and let me just run this scenario by you. So they're moving all three left lanes over, all right? So people are merging. So you know how crazy this gets with drivers. They're all trying to get over to the right. They're not obeying. They're getting in there too tight. And then you've got the motorcycles lane splitting. It just has disaster written all over it to me. I don't want to be one of these guys who runs into one of these guys or these gals.
Well, you know, it's clearly a controversial issue because every other state that's brought it up, and we're talking about Oregon, Nevada, Texas, Washington, Tennessee, it's all been brought up in their various state legislatures, and none of those proposals have passed. So clearly a controversial issue. Depends on, you know, how you cut it up.
All right. Well, we're getting a lot to call, so let's take a break, and we'll be back and to talk about, we're talking about, yes, California will be the first to legalize motorcycle lane splitting. 808-0810 is the number. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Clean clogged injectors and increase fuel efficiency with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics, listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetes dinner talk, call 1-800-406-5554, 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
Dirty carpet? Call Zero Res. Call for the May Magic Special. Three rooms for only $119 plus a free hallway. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res. Call now, 877-321-0739.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Well, if you want to hit the kaboom button, all you have to do is talk about motorcycle lane splitting. California could soon legalize motorcycle lane splitting. As a matter of fact, most states, well, I think almost every state does not allow it. We would be the first to legalize it, and people are for it, and people are hating on it. Do you want to recap quickly?
Well, the state assembly today approved a bill that would allow lane splitting in California. We would be the first state to allow that. There are certain conditions. You can't go 15 miles faster, any more than 15 miles an hour faster than the traffic is moving, and there is a limit of 50 miles an hour. But the assembly is not the final stop here. It has to go to the state Senate, and then the governor has to sign the bill into law. Now, this was a collaboration between the CHP and a professor over at UC Berkeley, Tom Rice. And what Tom did, and this is interesting, he investigated 6,000 motorcycle accidents in California, 1,000 of them involving lane splitting. And he concluded that it was better to legalize the practice and safer than outlawing it. He said that he found that lane splitting was safer compared to being stopped in traffic. Again, something we've talked
about
oftentimes.
Because they'd be rear-ended.
Right. Yes. Oftentimes, motorists would rear-end those motorcyclists because they, quote, just don't see them.
That's
don't know
right.
how that's possible, but
no,
that's
I
what's
do.
Happening.
I do get that. I absolutely get that
Wait,
part.
But in a rear-ending accident, oh, I didn't see you right in front of my car.
I understand because everybody's distracted. And but this is the point
Stop
as to why I'm afraid of the lane splitting also. I mean, so
just drive, people.
Okay,
it's
let's
not
go
hard.
To the phones. Who do you want me to talk to first, Heather? Come on, Heathers.
We've got Z in Concord.
Okay, Z, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing
hey,
great.
I just have a quick. You guys seems like biased. You guys are supposed to be neutral. I mean, I don't get it. For two callers, you guys are like, yeah, it should be banned. It should be banned. It should be law for. You're saying
No. I think it wavered back. I think that what's happening here, thank you for the call, it's people are wavering back and forth. Here's what I'm not about.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation. I'm not about wanting to ever hit or hurt or kill somebody on a motorcycle. So whatever is the safest for motorcyclists, that's what I'm for. Okay, next call. Where do you want me to go, Heather?
We're going to Andy in Morgan Hill.
All right. Hi, Andy. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to say that I am for this law if it is for motorcycles only. We all know that these dive bomb bicyclists, you know, are supposed to follow the same rules as automobiles, and they don't. And if I find, you know, bicyclists splitting lanes, diving in front of me, no, they should be written up and ticketed heavily. If it's for motorcycles and people on motor vehicles, I'm all for it. I'll move to the side. I'll give them as much space as I can. I just don't know what's going to happen if we allow them to do it. You know, the cyclists are going to take it as carte blanche and, you know, do whatever they want, not that they don't already.
Well, that would be precisely why they're crafting this law, so that you have some parameters. I've not seen anything that suggests that this would apply to bicyclists.
All right. Thank you very much. Where are we going next?
We're going to Lance in Solano County.
All right. Lance, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Yeah, this motorcycle allowed to split traffic is absolute insanity. I retired after 30 years on the highway patrol. There's a vehicle code section, 21658A, that absolutely prohibits vehicles from occupying two lanes at the same time. In order to make a lane change, you have to use an appropriate signal and safely make a complete lane change. These idiots are doing exactly the opposite of that. They're splitting traffic at 70 miles an hour, going between two cars, and they come up on you so fast that you don't even know they're there. I would have a major disagreement with this professor who studied 5,000 motorcycle accidents and said that the concern is that they're stopped in traffic and they get rear-ended. I would venture that's 0.1% of the motorcycle accidents. They're colliding with automobiles because they're whipping back and forth. People don't see them coming.
That was our first call.
And to allow that, it's insanity.
Well, I'm sure you've seen it all. And just as I said, especially when there's traffic or an accident or there's construction and cars are trying to merge left or right, that's chaos in itself. And then you put lane splitting in the middle. It's just a recipe for danger, I think. It scares me, and I'm in a car. And I tell you what, I have the blind spot monitor because I have a fairly new car. So, you know, it beeps and it lights up. Sometimes those guys were by me so fast it doesn't even notice them.
No, absolutely. You don't hear them coming. When you notice them is when the explosion of their unmuffled mufflers are going by you. And you jump to say, whoa, what was that? And,
oh, my God.
They're distracting. The thing is what you allow, and it's a saying that one of my coworkers coined years ago, what you allow, you encourage. And the conduct of these motorcyclists has gone absolutely insane. I rode motorcycles, personally rode motorcycles, a Harley Davidson, and I never felt compelled to split traffic.
Well, I mean, and you were also an officer. I don't want to mean to cut you off, but I'm out of time. I got to go to the news. I appreciate your call very much. Let's see here. Thank you. And we will see if this goes through or not.
And, you know, one more point worth noting. This study that the guy over at Berkeley did, not yet been released to the public. I think it would probably be a pretty good idea for the public to get some eyes on that before the state legislature
you're
goes ahead and
first.
Approves this.
Yes, you're hearing it first right here. All right.
I'm
Thank
for
you very
it.
Much, John Lobertini. Of course you are.
I just have to weigh in. I can't believe the hysteria.
Well, no. Well, my thing is I just don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hit anybody. That's my thing. I mean, I don't want to be in an accident. I don't want to cause one.
Right, but no. That would be your problem. If I'm driving a motorcycle, I've got my stakes in my hands.
Okay, time for news. More of the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.0.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.